Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, welcome to our show. This is for you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now. You want that cash flow today so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. Most importantly, however, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to create a ripple effect in the lives of others. Guys, thank you for letting me be a part of your day today. Thank you for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. I appreciate you guys. You've been tuning in and you've been binging. And most importantly, you've been applying the things you have to get real results real fast. Thank you so much for doing so. As always, if you haven't done so already, you can go to moneyripples.com and check out our stuff. But if you haven't done this already, go to YouTube, subscribe to our channel, the Money Ripples page, subscribe to that. Or if you're already a part of that page, go to Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. Go there, rate and review our podcast. Hopefully you like it. If not, tell us. But if you like it, please give us a great review. We'd love to be able to impact more lives, create a greater ripple effect. And honestly, guys, we can't do that without your help. So thank you so much for doing so.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
Okay, guys, I get the question all the time, even from some of my own clients, as they start to build this rental portfolio, they say, okay, how do I manage this? And not just property manage it, but how to financially manage it. How do I track of all these things? How do I keep track of all the income and the rent roll and the expenses going out? And especially at tax time when my CPA says, you better have all those numbers ready, and they don't know what to do. Funny enough, I was perusing Bigger Pockets, and as I joined the premium membership, what happens? I see this rent ready software that's on there. And as I started to see it, I said, this is exactly something our listeners need to know about. Super excited because I'm bringing on our guest, Ryan Barone, who's actually a co-founder and CEO of Rent Ready. After working with Rent Ready and doing this for many years, he started to really build out this platform that not only has helped literally thousands of people, but managing hundreds of thousands of rentals and be able to help them really build their portfolio, self-manage it. Especially if you're the person that likes to actually do it yourself when it comes to this real estate, this is something you should really pay attention to. Super excited to have Ryan on. And heck, I even heard he's a big basketball fan, not to mention also a huge musician. So we might have to ask him about that as well. Ryan, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me on, Chris. Excited to be here.
Yeah, man. Tell us a little bit more about your background. Like, how did you even end up down this rabbit hole of real estate and software development and everything?
Yes, it surprisingly actually started back when I was in college. I was going to school here in New York City. I got my first internship down here, which meant I was moving out of dorms and getting my first apartment. And I was all excited. It's an exciting moment to start renting on your own and moving out of dorms or back home. And so I went and viewed an apartment and quickly realized I wasn't really ready to rent that apartment. They needed a bunch of documents I didn't have ready and information I wasn't prepped for. And I really started on the journey built an iOS and Android app for myself and friends to apply to units more easily, and quickly realized along the way, along with my co-founder, Ed, that a lot of the landlords we were talking to just so happened to be independent investors, independent landlords that were owning and operating their own properties themselves. They didn't have complex software that they were using, and a lot of times were doing it all on pen and paper and spreadsheets. And I was seeing the trickle-down effect of that. And over the course of the past 6 years and the team's grown quite a lot along the way. We've been able to collectively build what started as that application focused, more of this end-to-end solution for landlords and tenants that solves a lot of pain points along the way that came from individual stories of landlords and investors on the platform saying, hey, can you fix this particular communication issue I have with tenants on maintenance or another one on rent? And each one of those built up on the platform over the years of across the tens of thousands of landlords using it and really got us to where we're at today, where it really helps you do pretty much everything from the day one lease ends to the next.
And that's an important point. I'm glad you brought that up because I mentioned about the financial side of things, which is already hard enough. Yeah. But then when you're dealing with the actual management, communication with the tenants, things of that nature, that's all you created this, not just a tracking and a management software, but this is also a communication tool. This is almost like a CRM with, it's almost like QuickBooks and a CRM all put in one, isn't it?
Yeah. And to your point, and for those that, especially we've seen along the way that are trying to grow that portfolio, it's important to strike a balance between how do I keep enough of the profit that I'm getting from these units or the revenue that these units are generating from me, but also at the same time, how do I not drown myself in work? And I think that's a difficult balance to strike. And so really, we've tried to be that answer for landlords. That's a big part of our goal, is to create a way that these investors, these landlords can strike that harmony between, okay, I can automate the things that I don't really manually need to do myself. I have a process. I just need something that runs it for me. Or I do need to have that oversight and I need to control that, but I need it not to take up too much of my time or take away too much of my revenue along the way.
Yeah. What have you heard people saying as they use your software? Like, what's the response to it?
Yeah. I think the most exciting part for me is that especially the investors, the landlords that we help along the way, they have their idea of financial freedom to some extent. It's put a kid through college, retire early, or go on extra vacation, spend more time with family. The biggest compliment that we've gotten along the way, the most exciting part for me, is when people come back to us and say, 2, 3, 4 months into the platform, I can't tell you how much time I'm saving, how much effort, or just not pulling your hair out trying to do everything on spreadsheets anymore. You're getting to spend time with the people that you maybe invested in real estate in the first place in order to generate that additional income and spend time with them. I think that is, to me, the most exciting outcome that we hear from people that end up using the platforms and switching over from something like spreadsheets.
I agree. And what would you recommend? Like, how many properties, if somebody's actively managing it? See, I'm a different situation. I like to use turnkey properties. So I more manage the property managers. I'm out of the day-to-day. Yeah. But I know, of course, you get more profit if you can don't have to pay that property management fee. At what point do you see people usually wanting to have the software? Is it at 2 properties? Is it 1 even? Or is it more?
Yeah. We have a lot of landlords on the platform at 1 single family, and we've actually built the platform intentionally from the perspective of making it affordable and accessible, even to someone that just acquired their very first property. And even if it's a single unit, that they can use the platform and derive value out of it. Say our sweet spot for the most part is about 1 to 100 units. I think when you start getting much more beyond that, you're maybe getting more into a more professional property management headspace that we have landlords on the platform. I won't say that we don't, that do it. Probably the largest on the platform is around 2,600 units. So you can, that say, makes a great experience for my tenants. I want to do it. And I'm more than happy to have them use it. But really our bread and butter, what we've built the platform for, as small as 1 single family home to about 100 units. And that's really the segment that we're trying to help the most. It's frankly the one that I feel like is the most underserved too.
Oh, I totally agree. Think of it this way. If you just do the simple math of it, if you had a property that you're getting paid $1,200 a month from that tenant, if you had a property manager on that, you're easily paying probably at least $100 a month on that, right? $1,200 a year. But using your platform, it's like a small fraction of that cost, even for just one property. We're not even talking about having to have multiple properties, where that could be a huge, not just money saver, not just time saver, but also a big money saver too.
Yeah. A fraction of much less than 1%. It's a $9 total subscription fee for a landlord to use, even if they're coming in with 1 single family unit, less than a pizza, or it's a Spotify subscription equivalent, basically run their entire property management operations and streamline a lot of the manual work they've maybe already been doing.
Yeah, for the price of a YouTube membership, you could pretty much have your own property management system in place and skip the property manager. That's incredible. And like you said, I was going to ask you that next question. You said there's not really a limit to it, although this is more meant for those that are doing onesie twosie type of investments. But like you said, there's people with literally hundreds managing with the software too, aren't they?
Yeah, there are. And I think it stems from the standpoint of the segment that we started with, the group that we started with and tried to have the most conversations with, is that 1 to 100 range, but a lot of the core functionality of what we've built along the way translate. We've mm-hmm. built a platform that helps the manager, whether you're independent investor or you're scaling up to run your own full operations, as well as the tenant. On the flip side of that, you ultimately want someone to rent your unit and enjoy living there. And we've built out a lot of tools along the way, letting them report their rent to credit bureaus so that they can build credit, assuming they pay you on time, to encourage them to do that, or make it easier for them to get renter's insurance or set up auto pay so they don't even have to think about paying rent. It just happens. And as a result, that creates a really great experience for you. Maybe when you do even get out of that sweet spot for us, right? Even if you are getting into 200, 300 range, you might still say, hey, it's automating a lot of my process for me. It's making good communication with my tenants. It's eliminating a lot of that manual work. It gives me the oversight I need without any of the work I don't want to do.
I love that too. I'm glad you brought that up, but where it even creates an experience for the tenant to make their lives easier too, which just makes everybody's lives easier. If your life's easier, their life's easier, everybody's happy, they stay in longer, just makes it systematic and really automated, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we really try to build the platform with smart defaults along the way. As we're learning as a platform, you have this collective knowledge of everyone using it in different areas so that even if you're an experienced investor, frankly, but you're acquiring a property in a different area or different size property than you've done before, we've likely had other investors on the platform that have gone through purchasing a property of that size or in that area or similar qualities, that we can build things in to make it easy for you to learn from others' experiences rather than have to go through the ringer yourself. For things like, for example, even like late fees, when you're setting them up on our platform, you can automate that process. We'll build in asking you, hey, do you want to set up a maximum late fee? Which in certain states you don't need, and in others legally you do need. And sometimes it's a fixed dollar amount and other times it's a percentage fee. But even being able to have that question prompt you can lead you to say, okay, maybe I need to think about this and make sure I'm covered in this sense.
Yeah. It's funny when you brought that up because it just brought me back to my very first rental. Mm-hmm. And I remember putting in the agreement, I put in the contract, hey, right here, there's a late fee if you go beyond this day. And oh, if you don't pay this, then this happens. I didn't enforce any of it because I just was too scared to. I was like, well, they gave me a really good sob story, so maybe I'll just let it slide this time. And then that just led really this horrible avalanche of crap. It was just a really miserable experience because then they just kept pushing those boundaries and pushing those boundaries to the point where finally I had to evict them, which was not fun. And just getting to that point. But had it been enforced and had I had something automated to do it, then my own emotional, my heart wouldn't get in the way. That would just, it would even give them the warning saying, listen, if you don't pay it by 2 days from now, this fee's going to get tacked on. Just kind of give them that little extra push.
Yeah. And we'll automate those notifications too. Even if you have custom structure where you say, hey, I want them to be notified 2 days before, 5 days before, every day for the week leading up to it, you can change that. So you have that configuration in the way you want, but ultimately it comes down to good communication, making it easier for you, taking things off your plate, but still doing it the way you want them done.
Yeah. That sounds like a dream come true. Who would you say this is not for?
We really haven't built it for the massive property managers. I think there's some massive 10,000 unit portfolios that they have some great software, frankly. I think that's great for them. I think what we saw was that there is an underserved market of investors that are on the smaller end of that scale. And we really wanted to help them. It's honestly a really exciting group to help because it does, but going back to your emotional point, on the flip side of that, when things work really well, it feels really great to help that group. And that's really who we've built it for. It is a little bit less for the extremely large property management organizations rather than individuals that are looking to manage their own properties efficiently, take things off their plate, not dilute too much of their revenue along the way, and just be able to scale their personal operations a bit.
Gotcha. That might exclude one or two people listening to this episode right now. That's good to know. Before I start to ask you, I have a curious question for you, of course, but if somebody wanted to really learn more about this and find this, where would be the best place they go?
It's rentready.com. It's rentredi.com. We're a startup. We have to spell something wrong along the way, but you can go there. We actually have live chat right there on the website. We have it in the app. Once you get in there, same thing for your tenants too. They can always message in. We're really big on communication, not just making it better for you and your tenant, but also with you talking with us. It's pretty much how we've built everything on the platform today. You can always reach out to us, ask questions. We're more than happy to talk to anybody, but yeah, rentready.com is the place to find us.
That's why I have you on today, because I reached out to somebody and said, hey, how does this apply for my situation? And I was impressed. It was way bigger than I ever expected it to be. It was way better for sure.
I appreciate it. So,
now, it mentioned that you were a huge, like not just a basketball fan, but you're also a huge musician. Like you play what, 3 instruments? Is that correct?
Some better than others, I'll be honest. But yeah, I play drums, piano, and guitar.
Wow. So you're pretty much a one-man band is what you're saying.
Yeah. There are certain people in my family that are probably better at some of those instruments than me, but I can get away with putting something together.
Did you have a pretty musical family growing up then?
One of my sisters is a killer at piano. We're so good at piano. My mom played some piano and so did my dad a little bit. Yeah, some of my family's been, some cousins too, are pretty good musicians.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. I remember I was actually telling my kids this the other day. I was listening to some Christmas music and they started putting on, there was like different horns that came on and it brought back memories. Oh, that's a French horn. I played that for 3 months. Kind of like you, maybe it's like, I can kind of do it, but I probably couldn't even do it today. And then right after that, a trumpet came on. Oh yeah, I did trumpet for 3 years too. Yeah, go figure. But don't ask me to play that today. I tried to play a trumpet a few years ago. It was horrible. I don't know how I can't even play those today. I'm pretty impressed that you can do that. And you're managing software too.
I haven't picked up my own podcast. That's where you have me be.
Finally, I got one. Well, Ryan, I really appreciate you being on today. It's been really a pleasure to have you on. And everybody else, I encourage you to check out rentready.com. We put that in the show notes so you guys can look it up. You don't have to worry about the spelling. You just go and click on it. It makes it really easy. But check it out, especially if you're looking to manage your own properties, whether in the near future or you're already managing properties or have a property manager you're thinking about firing. This might be the solution for you to be able to really get past that, keep your profits higher, especially as interest rates have gone up. This might be the very thing that you've been needing as well. Be sure to check that out, guys. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Thank you. Yes.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.